Kia ora, ko Tū Whenua Roa, ngā Tanahira Toko Wingwa. This is your Wātea News. The effectiveness of the government's vaccination strategy for Māori and Pacifica will be under the spotlight today as the first mass vaccination event happens in South Auckland. More than 16,000 people are now booked in for the three-day event at the Manukau Event Centre after the catchment was widened because of slow initial take-up. Dr. Rawiri Jansen from Māori Pandemic Response Group, Te Ropu Whakakaupapa Uruta, has been critical of strategy, fears Māori needs will be swamped as the pace of vaccination heats up. Now eligibility is extended to Group 4, covering the bulk of the population. He hopes the booking system won't put people off and wants to see more walk-in opportunities for Māori and Pacific people.
Take your household bubble, go and get vaccinated. And so many of the vaccination centres are opening up in a way which says no appointments necessary. Many of the vaccination centres are opening up in a way which says hide in my welcome. And I think if you can find that space in your busy lives, whānau, then go and get vaccinated right now, definitely.
People with bookings for the Manukau event will need to go to the Manukau Institute of Technology campus, where they will be taken by shuttle to the Vodafone Centre. New Zealanders are exercising more for their mental health in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. A survey by Exercise NZ has found 63% of people say they exercise to help with their mental health, up from just 7% in 2018. Chief Executive Richard Beddy says research shows exercise is as effective as antidepressants when treating mild to moderate depression. He says it's a better alternative than medicating the nation, as seems to be the default setting for the health system. Mr. Beddy says of concern is that the least physically active groups, Māori, Pacific people, those with disabilities and those in lower socioeconomic households, are also those most at risk from mental health. Making teaching te reo fun has been the hallmark of one of the country's southernmost Māori language champions. Ani Wainui was this week invested as Officer of the New Zealand Order of Merit for her services to Māori language education, including leading Invercargill's Te Wharekura or Aro Whenua for 28 years. The Te Whānau a Apunui Kuia started teaching Māori language and culture in mainstream primary schools in Southland in the early 1970s before becoming the region's first itinerant teacher of Māori.
The reception to teaching and the acceptance of wanting to do something Māori was great, and I think it was because of the fun that we had with it. I had six schools, primary schools, and we'd join in even teaching over the intercom. So you'd have a few kids in the office and they'd greet each classroom, etc., etc. There was no plan. You just had to make it up as you went.
Ani Wainui says setting up a kurukaupapa in Invercargill in the early 1990s was a battle, but she had strong support from the Ngāi Tahu women and elders like George Te Ao and Bob Whaitiri. And that is your Wātea News.